Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I can't let this decision by the governor to telegraph to everybody he's going to remove this time capsule that apparently is in the base of the Lee Monument. Doesn't that sound like something from National Treasure? It's, you know, like National Treasure Part 6, the Robert E. Lee time capsule. I think these things are interesting. Honestly, I would think it was interesting kind of regardless of which government or regime we're talking about. If it was the communists in Moscow, I would find it interesting. If they planted a time capsule, what is in the time capsule? What did they want future generations to see? Instead of this contempt that seems to be the motivation behind the unearthing of the time capsule. Gary Powers is a historian. He started the Cold War Museum. He's with us this morning. When you saw this story, Gary, what was your reaction? Was it reasonable that Ralph Northam would do this, or are you as offended as I am?
Well, good morning, John. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, yeah.
As a historian, I look at things from an outside perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very important to remember history, all sides of history.
Yeah.
If you try to erase one side of history, there's going to be a gap. Future generations will be deprived of understanding the full context as to why the statues were erected, why the time capsule was placed, and why in today's society, today's generations, there's so much uproar. We have to understand history in its entirety, not just one side of it.
Yeah. So getting rid of this time capsule, I mean, I don't know whether there was a date specific when they planted it, like, all right, 200 years from now, we would like for you to unearth this, or whether it was just, it's going to sit there until the civilization collapses, which we might be on the verge of. But what is your assessment of Governor Northam digging this thing up, presumably jettisoning it, and trying to create a different version or a new version?
Yeah, I think it's a disservice to Virginians and future generations.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the context needs to be kept, that a new time capsule should be added to it.
Right,
in another 200 years from now, we can open both of them and reflect upon why each one was put there.
I mean, that would make sense. Are there other places that have dealt with this type of issue? I mean, we're not the first society that has had internal disputes where there have been elements that have been very controversial or hated by a certain percentage of the population. And since you started the Cold War Museum, my travels in Eastern Europe, this is a real potent issue over there. You know, what buildings do we keep? What symbols do we keep in public related to the communists and those leaders and the statues that they put up to commemorate Lenin and Marx and others? How have other societies dealt with this?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can go back to the end of World War II with Germany, and they basically outlawed the swastika. You can go back to the Cold War when it ended in 91 and the toppling of the statues, the communist regimes, the statues were toppled. They were trying to erase that part of their history. But all that does is to prevent people from learning about it in the future. If there's no monuments to look at, they're not going to think about what the Civil War was about here in America, mm-hmm. what communist countries were about in Europe and Eastern Europe, and the history of what happened along the way. From World War I to World War II, the Cold War to now, you can't erase history. You have to learn from it and interpret it and preserve it for future generations.
You know, one of the things that also strikes me when we use that comparison to World War II and the end of the Cold War is the toppling of those statues, the removal of those symbols, took place immediately following the win or the defeat, depending on how you looked at it, by people who were directly impacted. Whereas these monuments were put up after the fact, you know, as veterans started to die. And there's this new narrative, which I'm not sure is accurate. I really am not buying it, that the only reason that these statues went up in at the turn of the century in Richmond, Virginia, and in other places was to assert white dominance over blacks. And I don't buy that. I don't, you know, I think we look through every war and you see societies that put up monuments to those who died in war and to those who led in war. And quite frankly, if your intention for putting up a big statue of Robert E. Lee was to scare African Americans in Richmond, Virginia, I don't think you'd put it on Monument Avenue, because that wasn't, you know, there weren't a lot of homes of African Americans on Monument Avenue, right or wrong. That just wasn't where the African American population lived in Richmond. So that's seems to betray that story as a lie.
And I don't find it surprising that the statues were erected in the first place. Mm-hmm. We were in the heart of the Confederacy. The Confederacy capital was Richmond. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of Confederate supporters back at the turn of the century that wanted to remember their history. Now, fast forward 150-plus years, mm-hmm. we have grown as a society. We understand that slavery is wrong, that Black Lives Matter, and that we have to look at this in a different lens. But you don't look at it by erasing it. You have to keep it there so people remember and can look at it in a new perspective today, in today's society, and understand how it got here all the way through.
Yeah. Well, that's the key thing, is look at it through a different lens. Don't black it out and erase it. And
exactly.
I think that's where we're falling down, both with this time capsule and with the statue discussion in and of itself. It puts me in a weird situation, Gary, because it's not like I am really interested in being the face of the new Confederacy. I'm not out there, hey, I'm gonna promote the Confederacy. I really don't want to do that. But I feel like I got to stand up and say this is not the way a civilized society with a rich, controversial history should manage itself. I just think it's a big mistake.
We're not trying to promote the Confederacy. We're trying to understand the history, trying to make sure it doesn't happen again, to teach future generations about this time period, both sides, not just one side, and how it's affected our country and our culture ever since.
Gary Powers, historian, the founder of the Cold War Museum, I appreciate you coming on to talk through this. I think there's some interesting parallels and distinctions, but it's important for reasonable people to think through it without, you know, some of the grotesque emotions that have been on display for the last year or so. Thanks, Gary.
Hey, thank you, John.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.